Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We are back once again. Your main man, Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're rocking and rolling and rocking right here out of Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. Man, it has been a little time since we've been on the air. We got an exciting, exciting event going down tomorrow at 806 Collins right here on the Golden West Side of Fresno, California. That's right, the big NL, Fresno, California. And just exciting. Man, can't wait till tomorrow get here. I can't wait because I need to get some sleep. I'm tired as I don't know what, man. I get up at 4 o'clock and I just, I don't whine. I just make it happen, right? But, I just want to give a shout out. It's the beginning of the year, 2023, January 27, 2023. And, we want to thank 2022 and hope that a lot of positive things and good things has happened over the years of 2022 and before 2022. But we're in the 2023 now. And so a lot has happened. A lot of you heard about the young man that was beat to death by those rogue cops. I believe it was in Memphis. I'm going to be having some shows on that as well. Interesting part today, I got a text or an email or something, and I guess all of a sudden now, Fresno, California, I guess is this model police department we have, right, is going to be talking about what happened in Memphis and how the rogue cops, crooked cops beat up, actually killed this young man. I believe he died. And there's going to be a conversation in Fresno about it. And I guess, I don't know. What's interesting to me is about how Fresno going to talk about another city police department. And then I believe I read it says something about, I think some local organizations is putting it on. I didn't like read it thorough, right? And I think the chief of police of Fresno is supposed to be on this discussion, and the mayor of Fresno, Jerry Dyer, who is the former, police chief, is supposed to. He was invited to come to the panel discussion, and I just started laughing. I'm like, this is a circus. But anyway, we're going to have some shows on that because it's just interesting how all of a sudden now Fresno want to talk about another police department in a whole other state. Like we've just been this model police department for the past 50 years. So anyway, let's get to the show. A lot of you know that I'm the senior pastor over at Free AME. We are a social justice ministry. And what that means, if you don't know what that means, is I am a civil rights leader, and I do a lot of heavy lifting. We speak truth to power. We're very conscious about who we are at Free AME. We have a red, black, and green flag that's up in our sanctuary. We have a Kwanzaa set that's up in our sanctuary, as well as we play the Black National Anthem before service every Sunday and pretty much whenever we can. Hopefully in February, I'll be raising the red, black, and green flag in front of our church ministry there to let people know, who we are, what we stand for. just a disclaimer for a second. For those of you who may not, who may think that you're only black in February, you're black 12 months out the year, 365 days out the year, 24 hours a day, every 60 seconds on a minute, you're black. So celebrate yourself every day, much as you can. All right. This celebration that's coming in February is probably for those who are non-black, or probably for those who don't even think they're black. So it's not people like me or people who are with me, follow me, beside me. We're going to celebrate us in February. We celebrated 12 months out of the year. So anyway, and then June is the Juneteenth celebration that we have here in Fresno. And we will be raising the Juneteenth flag as well at Free AME. So those of you who are looking for consciousness, for those of you who are looking about real history, history that's going to be told truth, history that's going to be real potent, come to 806 Collins here in Fresno, California. Now, moving forward, tomorrow, we will be having an event at Free AME Ministries. The young lady, I'm going to call her young lady because just a little inside joke, she told me that we were doing a celebration. I can't even say it. We were doing a Kwanzaa celebration. And so a lot of the people had came out with their Kwanzaa suits on and what have you. And this sister, Crystal Joyce, bless her little heart, she came out posing and turning and all that type of stuff. And she looked over at me and she said, Pastor. I looked at her. She said, yeah, I got some young legs. And boy, I tell you, that just tickled me today. I just love her to death. She's a revolutionary. She's a sister who has a big, big heart for people. A sister who I support, I stand behind. With her anytime she wants to do something. Whatever I'm doing, I'll stop to make sure that whatever she wants to do. Now, she's the founding member of My Testimonies here in Fresno, California. And what my test, and I'm telling you all this so when she speaks, you can hear the passion in her heart, which I feel is important. A lot of people talk too much, not saying anything, but when this sister talks, you can hear it in her, you can feel it, right? And Minister Crystal Joyce, which is one of my ministers at Free AME, she speaks on the third Sunday. She goes out in the community right there on Kearney and Fresno Street, that little pocket park right there. She goes out with her own money. And she prepared food. She goes out. She partnered with different people. She's out there giving out clothes, praying for people, making chili and, food for the folk who are less fortunate. And those who are fortunate, you just want to come and mingle and network. She has a crew of folk who just love her and support her. And when she asks them to be there, they're on their post serving the people. See, one of the things we don't, and I'm going to preach on this soon, we need to start talking about what servitude means. Serve. Not serve me, but servitude, serve the people. And that's what she do. And what's interesting about this sister, Minister Crystal Joyce, she's consistent, you know? I mean, we have, bless their heart, some ministries in the city, they don't want to go out in the community until it's a holiday. She doesn't do that. She's out in the community monthly doing something. Just yesterday, we moved prayer from Fridays to 12 to 12:30 when we have our food giveaway, just in case someone may need prayer. You know, we don't twist anybody on. You know, people come get their food, and, you know, she's in there praying. Beautiful thing. You can go to my Facebook. You can see the ladies out there praying. Yesterday, she's a motivational speaker. Now, you know, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. She keep it 100. She keeps it 100 with me. And so, you know, and that's what we need right now. We need folk with compassion. We need folk with love in their heart. We need folk who are going to burn the midnight candle, the oil. And she loves children. And, you know, she's putting on this event tomorrow. It's called the Weave Movement Invites You to a Kingdom Building Network. Kingdom Building Network Mixer at Free AME, Saturday, January 28, 2023, from 1 p.m. to 3 at 806 Collins Avenue, Fresno, California, 93706. I'm just going to let you see this as well here. I'm reading it. Let's connect our community to resources. Come represent your organization. Please contact Crystal Joyce at 559-374-8305. Now, we will be there tomorrow. We were there tonight setting everything up, tables, you know, going to have food. Different organizations are going to be coming out tomorrow, giving presentations about what they're doing in the community. And this is what it's called, networking mixer, okay? This is not a, listen, this is not about trying to get you to join my ministry. Has nothing to do with that. We're talking about, we have people in our community right now that's suffering. We have people in our community right now need food. People in our community right now, right now as I speak, up at Frank H, living up under the baseball diamond behind the garbage cans, and we're trying to find resources in our community. I'm knocking everything off the table here. Resources in the community, those organizations who have those resources to come tomorrow and sit and talk and listen and network so that we can become a stronger family. It makes no sense for us to live in a city, especially West Fresno, with all of the poverty that's going on right now, for us to sit idle and do nothing, to do nothing. So I commend Crystal for doing this, creating this venue opportunity for our community right now. And, you know, she needs a clap, because, you know, it's tough serving in Fresno. It's tough serving. Listen, I've been a civil rights leader for 40 years. Y'all know that. And I've done a lot of heavy lifting with almost no support. But because of who I am, I do what I do. I don't do it for money. I do it because it's the right thing to do. So Crystal Joyce, again, 559-374-8305. And we're just asking everyone to come out. If you don't have a business, you're not part of an organization, that's cool too. Just come and listen and meet people. You know, see what we're doing there. Fresno Freedom School is going to be there. Other organizations are going to be there. Okay. So come out tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to go into the show. Man, the screen is lit up tonight like a Christmas tree. You hear me? Like a Christmas tree, okay? And we're going to go jump right in. We're going to peel this onion one layer at a time. We're going to find out what is on Crystal mind and what is she expecting tomorrow, because people are coming. That's all I can tell you. People are coming. People are calling tonight. Hey, I want to be there tomorrow. What time? Where's the location? I cannot miss this. I want to be part of something that's positive. I want to be part of something that's made history right here on the Golden West Side of Fresno. And this is the person who visioned Crystal Joyce. Welcome to our show, Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. Welcome to our show, sister.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to everyone and Pastor. Good evening, hey. Good evening, people. Hey.
Did I give you a good intro? No, we wrote that down and practiced that.
No, we ain't wrote nothing down and practiced nothing. You know, I'll do that. You did talk like this, though. But you did good, Pastor. Thank you for having me on. It's very important that, you know, we do share, we do talk, and we do put things on the media, on the airways. We have the public. We have the news people. You know, it's some things I'm going to bring to light in Fresno, California pretty soon about some things that have went on in my life that, you know, I'm a native of Fresno, born and raised here. It's some very sad and crucial things that have happened to my family here. And it didn't happen here, so it wasn't shared here. But I'm going to share it one day, but it ain't today. So I do want to say good evening to everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I know this is Reverend Harris, Black Lives Matter Show, because we do matter. But I take over every time I go to town, so he have to ask me questions. I don't know how to stop. So this is going to be more of an interview. So go ahead, Pastor, because you
know. I kind of gave the framework to the listening audience. We have a lot of people on live stream and also on the board right here that's listening and supporting the show tonight. We just want to thank them. You can call into 516-453-9086, 516-453-9086, and I'll put that on the screen. Crystal, what? So you were there tonight after I left, setting this venue up for tomorrow. Why is this important tomorrow at this time during the first month of 2023? Why not wait till June or Juneteenth, or why now?
Might be too late. Okay, so I'm just get right in it because that's what I do. The first part of anything, first fruit, that's what the word talks about, giving your first, the first, the first. So the first month of the year of a new year is always a good time to do something new. Good time to do something different, a good time to encourage people, a good time to start something that has not been started before. So this is my first mixer, you guys. I have really never been to one. I've seen them, and that's just a being transparent. But I know what I would like to go on in the community. So what I would like to go on in the community is what I'm going to produce, right? So I want to see people come together, brainstorm, have businesses, have questions. Some have answers, some have questions. If you put it together, we'll have a plan. So I feel as though we need to come together as people in a community, like-minded and otherwise, because everybody can't have the same vision. They won't have the same plan, but everybody got one. Everybody can produce something in the earth. Good or bad. So we want to produce more good than bad because it's been enough bad stuff going on. I'm so sick of bad news. I don't even want to hear nothing no more because there ain't no telling what they're going to say. But I'm still hopeful because, see, I know a God who says you can have mustard seed faith. And faith is hope. He said the evidence of things hoped for. So I have hope that people are going to come out to this mixer. They're going to have people that come with answers. We're going to have people that come with questions, and we're going to put it together, and we're going to see what we can produce in the earth. So I'm hoping, and I have prayed, and I talked to the Lord, and that's all I need to do, because it's prepared. It's already prepared. All we got to do is step in it and walk in it. So the We Movement, let me just give you a little background on that, how I came up with the name for my organization was out of what happened to my niece, who we called We. We used to call her We. Her name was Wendy. So that's where the We Movement came from. I'll share more of that at a later date also. But it's near and dear to my heart because she's no longer with us. She was killed in 2022 in Miami, Florida. A lot of people seen it on YouTube. I've seen it on the news. I thought it was like a movie. You know, I couldn't believe that was really my baby, you know. Her mother is Tiffany Williams. Well, Tiffany's her mother. I'm her aunt. I'm her great aunt. And, but that was my baby, you know, she was our baby. But as the story goes, you know, most things are birthed out of something. It could be pain, it could be guilt, it could be happiness, it could be whatever. But when you birth something, most of the time, birthing is painful. So it's painful too. It's like, I show would hate to be doing this, but I wish I could be doing anything else but having something in honor of her. I wish I could be honoring her somewhere with her presence, but that's not possible anymore. So we're going to do the We Movement till the wheels fall off. When I leave here, I hope my loved ones continue to keep the movement alive, because it's a movement. And, you know, we are all living, breathing, moving beings. When you stop moving, most of the time is when it's over for you. So never stop moving, y'all. That's one thing I'm going to give you tonight. And tomorrow I'm going to give you a whole lot of other stuff. Okay. So come out. Right. I have a lot of people that called in already and said they'll be there. So I'm hoping to see new people I've never met before and some old ones too.
There you have it, y'all. You have Crystal Joyce. I just showed the picture of your niece on the live stream. We also have pictures on the slideshow of the radio show tonight, so you get a chance to see visually the We Movement banner. Also, you get a chance to see who Crystal Joyce is. As well, and also the flyer, the beautiful flyer that I believe Shai Joyce had created for you. So let's talk about Fresno for a second, and then we have some callers that's on the line. We're going to get to you in case you have some questions or even some statements or what have you. Also want to give a shout out to Brother Tony Bullock, who also has founded a new radio show with Blog Talk as well. And we're going to be working with him, strengthening his show. Sound brother, revolutionary brother. Know the Black Panther Party in and out. Still a Black Panther here today in 2023. And also we have Miss Eileen as well. Both of these are my mentors. To keep me in check and keep me on point. So we always have to be accountable no matter how old, how young we are. It doesn't matter. We need elders, not calling them old, not saying that, but elders mean that folks with wisdom. And so I'm still young, still a young buck. I try to stay young. I know I'm looking old with all this gray hair and all around my chinny chin chin. I look like a goat. Probably. But anyway, getting back to the show, let's talk about Fresno for a second. Man, I can go and go about Fresno. So Fresno is a very unique place. I'm 52. I've been here 52 years. A lot of people don't think I'm from Fresno, but I am. But I think that I think the Creator has given me a favor and vision to be able to be an organizer, to be able to speak truth to power, not to be scared of anything but God. But Fresno, not the entire city Fresno, it's like a pocket, just a pocket of Fresno of people suffering in poverty, no businesses. No Targets, no Walmarts, no businesses that can employ our people here with a good living wage. They want to industrialize it now. What's going on in Fresno that we cannot seem to figure it out? I mean, it's just such a small area that when we look at River Park, we look at Clovis City, it's prospering. But when it comes to Fresno's west side, it's like, and I know this is Crystal, this is a part of, you haven't told me, but I'm assuming that you're doing this mixer tomorrow so that people can connect, people can talk, people can put a name with a face. You know, people hear my name. Who's this Reverend Harris? Who's this, who's this Dr. Harris? Who's this civil rights leader? You know, who's this guy seen on TV? And, you know, when we could get up under one room, one microphone, and be able to listen. One of the things I see in front of, we don't listen to one another. We talk at each other, but we don't listen. So tomorrow's going to be a listening session. What is your thoughts about this West Fresno that we can't seem to get the plane off the ground? You know what I mean? What's the problem?
Okay, so Pastor, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is just my opinion, and everybody got one, and I have a couple of them, but I'm going to just tell you this one for tonight. You only let prosper what you want to prosper. If you want to keep a person eating off your plate, begging you for something, what you going to do? Just give them a little bit so they have to come back to you. But if you give them enough so they could build and live and move and have their being, they might not need you no more. So that's, to me, this is my opinion, and not the pastors, not Blog Talk Radio. I don't want nobody to get fired, put out or nothing, but this is my opinion. And whatever you want to say, you can say it to me. Come tomorrow, we can talk. But I feel as though if you control the environment, you control the narrative, then you can control the people. They just want to control the West Side. But we're supposed to have things in place for civilization. I mean, you can't control people like they did back in the 1800s or nothing. Ain't nobody slaves no more. Just the ones that think like Uncle Tom's and the ones that feel house niggas and field niggas. And I said it because we black and it's black history. And that's what the white people called you. So I'm going to say that because they still calling you that up under their breath, because now you work for them. Now you serving them just in another way. And you cut the throats of all your brothers and sisters, because if they tell you it don't go, it don't go. So right now, I've seen, and I have a lot of respect for him, but when I seen the Starbucks getting ready to come up, I really lost a little bit, well, quite a bit, because we need far more than a Starbucks. Go get your coffee where you've been getting it. Get you a coffee pot. We need a Winco, a Food Co., a strip mall. My grandmother's house is still over there on Tuolumne. I hope they don't blow it up. But it's on Tuolumne and Trinity. And she still has that house. She's been gone over probably 30 years, but it's still family owned. They ain't been able to take that because somebody still maintains that from my family. And I have pride in that because it's a lot of family homes that people are allowing them to come in and take people's family homes. Them people been in those homes for years. Yes, they may need some work. Yes, they may need to be taken care of. Then go in and help them people do that. Where's all the money supposed to went to the West Side a couple, maybe about last year, the beginning of 2021? I know COVID came, but it shouldn't have stopped the money. The money should have still came. I went to a meeting over there at the EOC, and not the Maxi Park, but across the street. And they was talking about all these funds was coming, and they were going to do all this redeveloping. And they put that school out there, a college, on the west side, but we don't have no grocery store. We don't have a sufficient places for the students to work on the west side. So they're going to come over here and go to school and go back across town to work and then come back over here and go to school. And even if our children wanted to go to school there, they have to go across town to work and then come back over here. Why is it never convenient for our children? Why they have to struggle so hard? We're still struggling, but they want a Starbucks. I'm done. I'm done with all that because the politics ain't even right. And if you put your mind to something and think about it, why would that be okay to put a Starbucks? Who cares? Well, I'm done. Don't get me started.
Right.
They're going to cut you off, Pastor.
Yeah. Well, it won't be their first time. If they cut us off, y'all know just to show up tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 806 College, because it's going down in West Fresno, the Golden West Side. Because, you know, Free A and me, you know, we doing it moving. You know, we're taking no prisoners. We're doing what we need to do. And I feel you, Crystal, because, you know, my grandma lived right over here in Walnut Gardens until she passed away in her 80s. And, you know, she fought, you know, we should not have to be fighting fights that my grandma fought when I was a still fighting fights like the darling plant over here that cooks dead animals every day, every week, driving them nasty trucks in our community. Cargill over there again, you know, that nasty smell. Foster Farm right there on Cherian North. We're just surrounded by these packing houses that's putting out this nasty smell. And it's like we've been dealing with this since the 1950s. And here it is, 2023, January 27, 2023, and we're still dealing with this. But what I don't understand is how can you build a college by a packing house that's cooking dead animals? How can you put a Starbucks anywhere on the west side when you have this packing house cooking dead animals? How can you even allow that packing house to continue to operate, right, when you have the number one school in the nation, Edison High School Computech, just renovated the gym? But every day I live over here. Every day I live on the west side. Every day I live by Cooley Funeral Home. Every day we smell those dead animals over there. Now, statistics says, now we're going to get statistics on you now because you say, you know, Harris is just talking off his rocker again. No, statistics says that the lifespan of those living on the west side is 20 years less than those living in North Fresno. Let me say that again. Statistics says that the lifespan, your life, living on West Fresno. No, I want you to go look it up. Don't even believe me. Go look it up. Lifespan is 20 years less living on the west side than living in North Fresno or Clovis. Why? Because Clovis, North Fresno don't have this environmental racism that is killing us over here. So this is intentionally done. I've been fighting this for many, many years. But as you said earlier, Crystal, we have sellout Negroes and we have sellout House Negroes. And until we can be able to kill them off, straight up, put them on a cross and just outright do a what do you call that thing where you line people up and you just
Pastor. Right.
So anyway, my point is that, you know, I get real passionate about this because my grandma fought Darling until she died. And now if you look at how many mayors that came through since my grandma was here in the 1950s, and we're still dealing with environmental racism in West Fresno. And who cares about that? Do anybody care about that? If it's wrong, then go shut them down. But they don't do that. I'll tell you why they don't do that. They don't do that because you got Harris Ranch out there, who is a multi-billionaire, right? His cows died, right? Darling goes, pick them up, put them in the truck, drive into West Fresno, dump them, and they start cooking them, right? Because Harris Ranch is out there putting money in politicians' hands to not change policy. See, listen, we're going to let the callers come in next. Y'all hold on. Put on your seatbelt because we got some heavyweights coming in right now. Let me tell y'all something. When are you going to get tired of being a political guinea pig? When are you going to be tired? That's the question I have for you in 2023. This is the first month, 2020. When are you going to be tired of being a political guinea pig for this city here? See, listen, nobody paid my bills. I pay my own way. So you don't pay me, nor you own me. You don't sign my check. You don't do anything for me. So I'm a free black man. And the problem is, one, we don't have really any black men in the city, right, that's going to put their life down for our children, for our women, and for our community. We're going to go ahead and go to the callers right now. Here we go. 5172, welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. Talk to us tonight. We have, see what's on your mind tonight.
Well, good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, very yes. Good. This is Aileen Reed, and I'm the current president of Fresno Freedom School, and I say that because I am personally invested in our future and what happens to the future of our children. And the things that, and I just want to commend Sister Crystal for having this mixer, for bringing people in the community together to talk about solutions and not just talk. I know this is a sister of action. I've worked with Reverend Harris for many years. He and I are on the same wavelength about West Fresno. And one thing that I want to say is that not only has this polarization of West Fresno against North Fresno been going on for years, but the thing is that money has been siphoned off from West Fresno to feed other parts of Fresno for years. For years this has been going on. And I want, and this is one of the reasons why I encourage people to register and vote if we want to try to change things. The powers that be always figure, oh, well, black and brown people don't vote. And that's why they can see people in office that they can pay to get things done the way they want it to be done. But there needs to be a movement and a new way of doing things in West Fresno and in Fresno proper. I'm telling you, I am 64 years old. I was born in Fresno, born and raised here and in San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm telling you, it does not have to be this way. We have to take the power back. The people have the power. The people have the power, not the politicians. The people have the power.
Well,
and we need
know,
to
Aileen,
move on.
You know, Aileen, you're correct. And I want to add to this, the people have the power. You know, people united, never be divided. You know, those are marching chants we march in the street with here at Mississippi Fresno. And, you know, the manipulation comes See, here's what gets me. See, I'm before my time, right? Here's what gets me. The police department, even under Jerry Dyer administration, who is our mayor now, you could never get the Fresno Police Department to go up to North Fresno, River Park, the uppity community, and do a block party. It's not even accepted by those living in North Fresno. It's an insult to those in North Fresno because they said, well, why would I need you to come out here and do a block party and shut down my streets and play all this loud music and give out hot dogs and bounce houses and patting our kids on top of the head like they're some kind of donkey or something or a horse or something or a goat or something. No, you're not going to come out here and insult us. But in our community, you go bringing broken neighborhoods back together. Well, first of all, who broke the neighborhood? Let's talk about that. Who broke the neighborhood? But you want to talk about bringing broken neighborhoods back. And then look who's leading it, the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So when did the community ever get fixed? Because it was the government that broke the community in the first place by putting drugs and guns in our community for our children. So they don't want, they're the actual people who broke the community. But now they're the one who's going to lead the process. Listen, we got another caller online. Caller 3205. Welcome to Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking on the West Coast. Talk to us tonight, my friend.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. You know the voice. You know the person. I have stepped back and been listening to what y'all have been putting forth. Let me break something down to you. Where Gaston sits, that used to be my neighborhood. That used to be where our family home was. That used to be the East Gates. But of course, then police chief Jerry Dyer convinced his then mayor to declare eminent domain and clear out our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now, they had to pay my parents for their home, and we still live close to the west side. But I heard Crystal Sister say, if you want folks, want to control them, keep them at a point where they have to take what you give them, eat off the plate you put before them, make them dependent on what scraps you kick their way. Now, this is what y'all need to understand with that Starbucks that's being opened in 2024. That and that college is the beginning of gentrification on the west side. Mm-hmm. There was a plan in order. I heard Sister Eileen say them funds got shifted. They did. See, money been getting shifted away from the west side for many years. It started with the so-called Fresno Redevelopment Program.
Mm-hmm.
Built a house here, built a house there, but took that money and went north. That Darling plant that you talk about, Pastor, there's a reason why it's still open. Darling has a multi-million dollar contract with the city of Fresno. They're going to keep it until they decide to leave. Now, they out of Texas, but they out here stinking up the air, have been for years. We need grocery stores on the west side. We need department stores on the west side. We need the same thing that they have up north, out east. We need those things on the west side. But there was a reason why they weren't put there. There was a reason why Parks and Rec, once upon a time, Frank H., Fink White, even the Hinton Center, they thrived. We played our sports there. I know I played in every league on the west side. And then all of a sudden the money dried up. And Sister Crystal, I'm going to say this about you. I stand with you because you don't forget where you came from. You got a good heart. And you are willing to do for others, regardless of what anybody else got to say. And I always appreciated that about you. Your testimony, whether you believe it or not, you're helping a lot of people out there. They may not speak on it, may not talk about it. Mm-hmm. But you're helping folks big time. My co-host, Sister Eileen Reed, we've been partners since the fourth grade. I love that sister. That's my ride or die. Because where one is, there's the other. But when it comes to that fame, family, we're going to be there to help y'all out. And tomorrow, one way or another, we on the air. Because you know I believe in broadcasting everywhere I go. We're going to make this happen. People need to come out and support. But another thing, Pastor, and if you don't mind me saying this,
yes,
I appreciate your lead. I appreciate your lead. Now, people have said, you know, he jumped up and ran and got a blog talk. Yes, I did. Had nothing to do with Pastor. Had to do with getting information out.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing that gets me about black folks. Y'all like to sit back and throw rocks and hide your hand. But the bottom line is you need to stop just sitting back and doing nothing. Whole bunch of y'all out there talking loud and saying nothing. One of the things I'm going to speak on right quick, if Pastor don't mind, he was talking about the leaders here in Fresno getting together, and Jerry Dyer, who is not a mayor, Paco Valderrama, who is not a police chief, and B.T. Lewis passed over at Rise and Star. They done all got together standing in front of the cameras. Please don't riot here. Please be calm. Please don't let what happened in Memphis make you go out and do something.
Hello, this is Fresno.
This is Fresno. They ain't going to go out and do nothing. Fresno don't have that mindset. See, they don't have a mindset to realize that when somebody is standing on your neck, you need to get them off. That's the one thing I like about being involved over at FANE. Social Justice Network going on, yeah, that happens right there at that church. I've been there many a morning before the sun come up, helping pass out with the people in the community, with the people on the streets. That's what we do. That's what FANE does. We impact lives. And what Sister Crystal does with her ministry, when she hits that little section of that park over there on Fresno Street, she impacting lives. People need to start, instead of driving by smiling, how about you drive by and support? It's just that simple. I'm done. I'm going to leave y'all alone with it.
Thank you, Brother Tony. I just want to say this. My brother Tony, he helps me with our podcast. We're having a We Movement podcast, and we're going to start probably doing it once a month. We're going to have events and different things because We Movement is also a support group and motivational speaking. But Tony has always been ride or die from day one. Sister Eileen also, from the time that I ever met her, she has given me funds out of her own pocket. She has said, what can I do? She has purchased dinners and stuff from us when we were doing fundraisers. See, it's just a few that does things on the west side. It's only a few of black people that will support the west side, but it's so many that came from there, so many that still live there, but it's some that live across town and come over there and get the money and go back across town. And that's why we don't have what we should have on the west side. But that's okay, because the new day is coming, and I'm sure about it, because I pray. And I pray and I pray and I pray. And I may not be able to save nobody because I ain't Jesus. I ain't supposed to. But I know how to pray, and prayer changes things. So watch and see how things gonna change when you pray. When we are one accord in one place, the mixture is one accord in one place. We're gonna pray before it starts and we're gonna pray when it stops. I don't know if everybody will be there or not, but I'm gonna pray that the ones that come in are gonna be on one accord. I'm not saying from one business. I'm not saying one minded. We want a whole lot of different mindsets. We want a whole lot of conversations. We want different businesses from different ideas, because that's what grows a place. But we want to be on one accord. We want them to know that if you build it or if you have an event, we're going to show up. We're going to get as many of our brothers and sisters to come to your event. Sister Eileen, I was at two times when they had the Black Summit, and I was spoke at one, and I really appreciate it. It was an honor to even be asked. I was newly involved in this, and I was asked to speak, and it was a blessing, an honor, and I was like, oh, my God, they want me to speak, because I talk a little flat and a little country, and I ain't even from the country, y'all. I'm right here from Fresno. I ain't from back nowhere, back here. And I'm sick of it because I've been here too long. Maybe I need to spread my wings some more, but I will always come back. And maybe I won't leave. But at the end of the day, some changes need to come. And what will start will tell them people we don't need no Starbucks. We could go on to Larry. That's close enough because the closest store for us is way over there on Shields. The food coat, you got to go on Shields or you got to go way to Kings Canyon. So let them keep driving with their good gas, with their good cars, and go find them a Starbucks. We need a Winco, a food coat, a food max. It's been there longer. They just replaced that from Boys Market. I know y'all remember Boys Market, C Street Market, all that. They put the food max there, and it's been there just as long as one of them, about 50 years. Now, we need a Walmart. We need a Target. We need a strip mall. We need a Sally's. We need places where our children that come out of high school could walk to work. Make it convenient for them. They won't need no car. They don't need no bus. They don't need their mamas to drop them off and pick them up. Everybody in the family struggling to get to the job way across town. Why we can't have all those things over here for our children? This college coming in there. If the college comes, then you need to build something to support the college, which is businesses in our community, so our dollar could go and circulate in our own community like it does everywhere else. Y'all might think I don't know what I'm talking about because I come from where I come from, but let me tell you something. I come from there. I didn't stay there. I ain't stuck on stupid. I got good sense, and I know what I'm talking about. And what I don't know, God knows, and he reveals it all. And one day, it's all going to come to pass. Y'all going to be sorry for the things you have done and the disservices you have done to that West Side and the families and the hard-earned money that the families have spent on their homes over there, and y'all took it from them, giving them kibbles and bits. That's what I'm going to say, because that's what you gave them. You know, you wouldn't have went over there to the white folks and took their houses. Oh, no, because they weren't going to have it. They're going to get a lawyer, and they're going to have everybody that you're trying to get their house. They all going to be in a class action suit and tell you why you can't take their homes. But you come over here and take all our family homes. You know, and like I said, I'm so proud. My grandmother's home is still standing. It's been whatever it's called when you redo it. It's been redone. It's been painted. It got a fence around it. My cousin, she live in Washington. She got away from here. But she take care of that property over there. Yes, she does. And you can't take it, I bet you that. I'm done because I get really turned up. But tomorrow, please don't nobody not show up because of my talk tonight. But if that scare you off, then you ain't for this no way. Because you got to be from somewhere to be about this. Because we are about this business. Because this is kingdom building. And kingdom, he said a kingdom was taken by force. And he tells us to inhabit the territories. We ain't inhabiting nothing. We sitting around here with high blood pressure. I'm fat, but I ain't sick. But I got a little high blood pressure because y'all gave it to me because y'all won't let people live and have a good life. You want us always to struggle. And I ain't going to struggle. That's what I'm not going to do because God is good to me. And he said the struggle is over. I'm doing okay, but I want my other brothers and sisters to do okay. I want my baby, when she grows up, to do okay, if she stay here or not. I want Sister Eileen to do okay. I want my brother Tony to do okay. I want, he, Oh, it's just too much. Pastor, take the wheel. Jesus and Pastor, you got to take
the
wheel.
There you have it. There you have the founder of the We Movement, founder kingdom building right here in Fresno, California. It's going down tomorrow. It's going down tomorrow. Can you give us the times that this is going down?
Okay, so the mixer is from 1 to 3, and we have our little hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have our little champagne, which is far to the side of y'all, but we're going to have our little champagne, and we're going to have some good conversation. We're going to have some jazz music, and we will have a good time. And like I want to say, we are having it in a building, which is Holy Ground. That's my church, and I represent it everywhere I go. But we're going to talk some real talk, y'all. We don't have to sugarcoat nothing because we're in a building, because we the church. That's a building. So if you take you everywhere you go, then bring you to the mixer, because we want to hear what you got to say. And if you're looking for something, if you make it known, make it known what you would like to see in the world, in the west side or wherever side of town you live on. Let it be known what you're looking for. My mom already told me, a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you want to eat, you better tell somebody.
That's right. There you have it. The founder. You hear her talking right now. The founder. I'm going to put this up again one more time. Here, Kingdom Building Network Mixer, Free AME Ministries, Saturday, January the 28th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 806 Collins, Fresno, California. Let's connect our community to resources. I'm going to say that again. Let's connect our community to resources. Come represent your organization. Please contact Crystal Joyce. 559-374-8305. Now, I want to put this disclaimer out there too. You may not be part of an organization. You may have a small business or big business, whatever you want to call it. You may have a lawn service. You may do hair. You may have a cleaning service. Whatever you have, okay? You may not even have any business card, but your mouth is your business card, okay? You hear what I said? Your mouth is your business card. And one thing that we do, I'm matter of fact, I don't know if y'all told y'all, but I'm the pastor of Free AME. So one thing that we do, I make sure we do at Free AME, is that we give space for people to talk. If you want to talk, come to Free AME. You have a ministry, come to Free AME. Because we have different ministries there at our location that different people lead or whatever the vision that they have. And if it makes sense, it's for the people, we support it. But tomorrow is going to be very key because is this the purple church? No, not the purple church. We're around the corner from the purple church. You're talking about Bishop Hall's church, Diane. This is Free AME Ministries. We're around the corner from Bishop Hall, may he rest in peace. He passed away. But no, we're not the Purple Church. We're just, east of the Purple Church. There's a big Catholic church that's right in front of our ministry there. We sit right behind it, okay? You'll find it, yeah. 806 Collins. Look at that. We have another person, Diane, coming tomorrow to be with us, Crystal. She says she'll find it, 806 Collins, Fresno, California, 93706. And if you want to call Crystal, you can call her at 374-559-374-8305. Okay, now, so let me get back to what I was saying. Now, understand that there's going to be organizations there. There's going to be people there. And we want people to talk, intermingle. Okay, if you need a mask, we'll have a mask, whatever it takes. We got hand sanitizer. So there shouldn't be no excuse tomorrow, right? And we want people interacting with one another, sharing resources, exchanging business cards, whatever, okay? And we're going to give you an opportunity to come up and speak about, as Crystal said, maybe you're like Fannie Lou Hamer, you're tired of being sick and tired, and you want to see a change, you want whatever it is, respectfully, okay, tomorrow. And we're going to have a sign-in sheet because we want to stay in contact with you. This is not something that we're going to start and drop. I don't, it's one thing I tell my members, we don't fumble the ball. Okay, you can't win a championship fumbling the ball. Okay, so no, we're going to keep doing this, all right? And so we're going to have a sign-in sheet. We're going to be doing a raffle. There's going to be food, finger food. The place is set up immaculate. Matter of fact, I got to go over there and cut the alarm off. And so, you know, check us out. You know, come back on Sundays when we have service. We're a different type of ministry. I'm telling you, we're different.
Yes, we are. And you can't win having a bad kicker either. The kicker matters. The kicker matters, y'all.
What did I tell you? We're a different type of ministry over there, you know. And one thing I tell my people, we got to have fun. We got to laugh. You know, and that's just the way it is because we deal with too much stuff during the week, you know. And, you know, we need to come, get refilled. And, you know, again, today ministries don't not allow people to express themselves. They don't create a venue or a space for people to be able to talk or say how they feel or, I'm just out of it. I need prayer. Can someone talk to me? Give me a hug. I'm about to commit suicide. You know. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper, okay? That's our responsibility, okay? You know, I hear Brother Tony or someone say, you know, each one teach one. You know, that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to teach our history. It's not Fresno Unified job to teach our history because they're not going to teach it right anyway if we told them how to teach it. So, you know, when you come into our facility, you'll see black pictures of people who are alive, our ancestors, Kwanzaa set, black history, red, black, and green flag. You'll see all that stuff when you walk in there. That's not your normal ministry, okay? Because we are about consciousness. We're about speaking truth to power. We're about empowering people. We're not just going to tell you what you want to hear. You're in the wrong place. Because we want healthy families. We want people with jobs. We want entrepreneurs. We want people to start businesses. Listen, our youth group at FreeME, they're off the chain. These young people over there under my leadership, they speaking fluently. They got confidence. We got the Fresno Freedom School. Let me tell you the programs we have and then the show, and about at the end of the show. We got My Testimony at FreeME. My Testimony is what Crystal leads, okay? She goes out in the community, she feeds people, pray for people, give out clothes, and we do this on a day-to-day, monthly basis. So we're not no holiday ministry. Let's get that straight right now. We don't do stuff just on holidays, okay? Then we have people coming every day hungry. So I make sure that we keep food there so that we can feed the people. Somebody may need some socks. We got socks there. Okay? You may need a coat. You may need a sweater. I don't know what you need, but I believe that our ministry is a hospital, and we should be able to supply the needs of everybody.
Come on.
If we can't supply it, then we're going to refer you out to someone who can supply. So that's why we have partnership collaborations with other ministries throughout the whole city as well as the nation. That's my testimony. Now we have a food ministry every Thursday from 11 to 1. We need volunteers. See, stop just talking about it. Be about it. Too much talking going on Fresno. But nobody being about it. We have a food ministry every Thursday on time, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We're feeding the people. Bring your bags. Get what you need for your family. Because we want to make sure that our people are eating in the community. And on top of that, again, my testimony, Crystal, Minister Crystal, has prayer from 12 to 12:30. No one is twisting your arm to go into the chapel. If you want to go in there, you go in there. If you don't want to go in there, don't go in there. Now, because it's cold, we're in the social hall. But when the weather gets better, man, we out on the street. We pumping music. We out there dancing, having fun. Community is coming out. People stopping. We're giving out brochures, praying for folks. We give out, you know, free snow cones. We got clothes out there, shoes out there, socks out there. We got different organizations. We got United Way out there with resources, Fresno Center out there. We got all these different organizations out there serving our people. This is what goes on at 3 AME, weekly, daily. Then we got the Fresno Freedom School. I'm the founder, President Allen Reed. We teach our kids how to farm. If you have children, nieces or nephews, you should have them at 3ME so that we can teach them the correct way of how to farm and grow their own food. But for some reason, we can't get the kids there. Why? Why we can't get the kids there? But then when the police department, the power department say, oh, let's go to the hen center and let you box each other, knock each other brains out of y'all head, let's quit being a slave. Let's quit being a slave and use our brains and understand that our bodies is not just for entertainment. Because we have a mind that our ancestors created this entire country with their mind. And everything that you use today, black folks made it. And so we teach the Freedom School kids how to drive. How to drive tractors, how to prepare the land, how to lay the irrigation line, how to look for good bugs, bad bugs. We even also have a compost program. Who's doing that? Fresno Freedom School. My son, the founder of the Fresno Freedom School, graduating from Southern University, HBCU College, in May, with a degree, got a job in Wisconsin. So we know that the Fresno Freedom School works. But when you keep listening to your enemy that tells you, oh, don't go over there with those radicals. Don't deal with them because they're anti-police. See, the proof is in the pudding. We just ain't flapping our gums. We got research information. You want to know about the Fresno Freedom School and the production, how productive these kids are? Go to Google. Go to YouTube and see it for yourself. Research it for yourself.
That's right.
Because this is how we roll it here on the West Coast. We have put out 113 kids in HBCU colleges all over the country in the past 13 years. I don't go out bragging about that. Ain't nothing to brag about. I let my kids, who we work with from the age of 3 all the way to 18, and we help them with their behaviors. We help them. We empower them. And you know what? We don't get paid to do that. We don't get paid to do it. We do it for the love of our heart and our ancestors because our ancestors didn't get paid. But you have a lot of organizations in this city, this community here, ain't going to sit down with a black kid or a black young lady and say, oh, let me sit down and let's read together. Well, I need a grant. You ain't got no grant money? You want me to sit down there with this kid and teach them how to read? I need a grant. I need to get paid. See, that ain't us. That ain't us. We teach our kids how to do landscaping. We teach our kids automotive, how to change a tire, where the oil is, where you put the water in there. We help our kids get their driver license. We help our kids. Eileen, book club. She teach them how to read. We teach them how to sew. We got a sewing class. We got a music department. So I created the Fresno Freedom School like going to Hometown Buffet. You know you're not going to eat all the food, but you can pick what you want to eat. So the children pick what they want to do in the Freedom School. We know them for our watermelon jelly. Our kids make their own recipes.
That's right.
So this is how we get down, teaching them how to etiquette, teaching them how to iron their clothes, teaching them about hygiene, teaching them how to brush their teeth, teaching them how to do tie on necktie, teaching them about deodorant. Who's teaching black children that? Because most people in this city, all you want to do is have fun with our children, teach them nothing. Let them think that life is all about games and fun. There's nothing wrong with fun. But you're not going to roll in Fresno Freedom School ignorance. That's what you're going to do. And nobody controls Fresno Freedom School but us.
That's not
the city, not the county, not the state. We control the narrative. And that's why all of our kids are successful.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to buy us off, not going to set us up.
Nope.
And as Porky Pig says, bleep, bleep, that's all, folks. We're going to see y'all tomorrow, when Minister Crystal comes in and gives us our marching orders tomorrow. As Bob Marley say, but I need for Aileen to tell me what she always say.
All right, everybody. You know what I'm going to say. Stay black till we get back.
Brother Tony, tell me what you say.
Each one, reach one, teach one. Those of you who are proficient with your weapons, teach your folks at the range. Get them proficient. Get them licensed. Start a neighborhood watch. Start a cop watch. Start watching the people who are watching us. Everybody take care of their family. Keep everybody tight. Will Holler.
Crystal, give us your last word.
I just would love to see as many people out there tomorrow from 1 to 3. And you know what? I know God is going to show up and show out, and we are too. We're going to have a good time. We're going to fellowship. We're going to get some good information, some good resources, and then we're going to keep it going. Amen. So I just say be blessed, because we are. And once you know you are, can't nobody take that from you.
Mm.
Good night, and thank you.
Let's get together. like this only on the video. When the man comes, there will be no do.